Om Shanti. And this series of Beyond Questions. Question number 21. Baba says, you have made very good plans for service, but put those plans into a practical form with a plain intellect. What does it mean to have a plain intellect? The question is, what is plain intellect? What does the word plain means, first of all? Plain means clean. Plain means clear. Plain means which is visible to eyes. One. Second, which is visible to mind. Plain means something which is flat. The exact meaning of the word plain in English language. Plain means a flat surface. A plain decision means out and out decision. Downright decision. Plain vision. Plain clothes means simple clothes, ordinary clothes. Plain room means which is not very much decorated. So, plain water, which is not mixed with some other thing. So, plain has got different meanings. So, when Baba says plain intellect, what does he mean to say? He basically means many things. First and foremost is clear. It's clear. One. Second, it is not mixed. Third, it is not very complicated. It is simple. Clean, simple room, plain room. Plain room means plain room, plain clothes, plain person, plain opinion. So many different ways plain is used. So we will take this. Baba, usually when he says plain intellect, and you must have seen that he has used this word plain intellect whenever he has to talk about service. He has used clear intellect whenever it is something to do with purity. So plain intellect means an intellect which is not complicated, an intellect which is simple, an intellect which is clear, an intellect which is clean. It is not filled with rubbish, with garbage. That is known as plain intellect. Plain intellect is an intellect which is so clear that it's like an empty boat. Many things are not filled in it. Just as you are traveling in a boat and another empty boat comes from another side. Suppose you are traveling, you are boating in Naki and you are 4 or 5 people in that boat. And whilst traveling, whilst boating, another empty boat collides with your boat. Do you get angry with that boat? Do you? That boat is empty. Nobody is in that boat. So you don't get angry. Suppose you are boating and another boat comes and there is a one person in that who is driving that boat. There is a boatman and he purposefully or unintentionally strikes your boat. You get angry. Why? Why? We have not accepted. We accept empty boat, but we do not accept any boat where there is a person. I had given this example even before, but today we are discussing this example with another meaning. A person who is empty of his ego, even if he collides unintentionally, he will not generate an anger in another person. But a person who is filled with ego, and if he collides, he is definitely going to generate anger in another person. There was a Sufi saint, and he was standing under a tree, and a very mischievous person came, and he threw a stick on him and ran away. So this man, the Sufi saint, he took that stick and he went to a shop which was just near that tree and he said to that shopman, whenever that person comes, you return him back this stick. So that shopkeeper says, you are such a strange person. He hit you with this stick and instead of doing anything, you are just returning it back to me and asking to give it back to that person. So that Sufi saint says, if suppose the same stick had fallen from tree, I would not have got angry. And definitely this man is greater than tree. So why should I get angry with this man? So I'm telling this because this clean intellect means an intellect which is not filled with rubbish, an intellect which is not filled with garbage, an intellect which is not filled with waste, an intellect which is not filled with parachintan and paradarshan. That is plain intellect. Plain intellect also means clear intellect. Very clean intellect, traces of impurity are not there in that intellect. Clean intellect also means we can take an example of a container. If suppose it's raining and there is a container and yet rainwater is, that container is not getting filled with clear rainwater. What are the reasons? There are three reasons. Suppose a container is there, it is raining. If there are holes in the container, it will not get filled. One. Second, if it is kept upside down, it will not get filled with clear rainwater. Third, it's covered. Okay. No, it's not. So you need another container there. Another something to cover it. Only container is there. If there is already dirty water in that container, so that the new water, the fresh water from above will not get filled in that. So the same thing is with this intellect. If there are holes in the intellect, the gyan will not accommodate. If this intellect is upside down, if you have a habit of rejecting everything, then it will not get filled. Third, when it is already filled with worldly things, when it is already filled with worldly information, when it is already filled with so much negativity and so much waste of this world, how can new things come into that container? So, plain intellect means a clear intellect. Plain intellect means where there are no holes. Plain intellect means which is kept like this when it is raining. Plain intellect means which is clean. Plain intellect means which is not complicated. Plain intellect means which is simple. It is not too much decorated with worldly things. It's simple. So now another question is, what are the conditions where you need a plain intellect? Or Baba has used this word, as I said, one, for the sake of service. Next. What are the different ways or different places where you need a plain intellect? While meditating and also something more to that. Yeah, when you have to decide, when you have to take a major decision in life, you need a plain intellect. Another is when you are going to give some lecture somewhere, okay? You sit down in front of Baba with a plain intellect. And touching will be there. When you are going for some seva somewhere, you sit with a plain intellect. This is Avyakta Mahavakya. So many times it has come that whenever you go for a seva, sit with a plain intellect and Baba will give you planning for seva, for service. So for planning, you require plain intellect. What else? Sit Amrit Vela during plain intellect, but my question is for what reasons? One, as I said, lecture. If you are going to give some lecture somewhere, delivering lecture. Second, for service, some plan. Also, you require a plain intellect to execute that plan. Next, plain, to get the touchings. If you want that Baba should touch you, you have to sit with plain intellect. Otherwise, no touching will come to you. That will be your touching, not his touching. That will be a mixed touching, a contaminated, adulterated touching. And it is not, Baba has been, recently, 1 or 2 months back, there was a question in Avyakta Murli. How do you know that it is your touching or Baba's touching? What was the answer? It will be powerful. One, there are three answers. If it is Baba's touching, it will be very powerful. One. Second, you will get definitely success in that. Third, what? Yeah. So yeah, definitely. When it is Baba's touching, there would be success. That already she said. That was not the answer given there. How do you know it is Baba's touching and not my touching? Three answers. Recent Avyakta Murli. It is very powerful. It will meet with success. And third, it will be accepted. Okay, but in that Murli, what was the answer? Was it there? What was it? Huh? What else? When it is Baba's teaching, how do you discuss? And what else? When it is Baba's touching, it will be very, very powerful. When it is Baba's touching, it will definitely become. There won't be any confusion whether it is his touching or you are touching. It will be very clear. Baba's word is, it will be very, very clear. Very, very distinct touching. You definitely know that this you have to do. So these are the three points. So for to have such clear touchings from Baba, you need a very plain intellect. If you sit with your own thoughts, with your feelings, with your emotions, with your own opinions, that touching will not come. You need an uncluttered intellect. You need an uncluttered intellect. Shivani Bhan says, declutter the mind. It's so much cluttered, so much things are in that. So you need to declutter the mind, clean the mind, remove the garbage. So many things are littered here and there. Clean it, clear it. So for getting touching, what else? Why you require a plain intellect? For decision making, said already. Then? Yeah, for imbibition of knowledge. Without clean intellect, you cannot imbibe this knowledge. If you have already your own opinions about it, probably you may not accept this new knowledge. So while listening to Murli, while relating this Murli to others, while understanding Murli, while churning Murli, contemplating on Murli, while discussing Murli, everywhere you require a plain intellect, a clean intellect, a clear intellect, an uncluttered intellect, an unadulterated intellect, uncontaminated intellect, plain intellect, ordinary intellect. You require such pure mind to imbibe this knowledge, to inculcate virtues. To inculcate virtues also you require clean intellect. What else? Where do you require plain intellect? To know others' thoughts, feelings, emotions. Here you can say you need to feel the pulse of the seeker who comes to the center or to Madhuban. Suppose he is a student, okay, and he comes to Brahma Kumari center because he is not getting success in his exams. So he has come to you for increasing concentration. And you start teaching him Brahmacharya. He will take to his heels. Suppose he is a spiritual seeker and he is so much steeped in love of God and now he wants to know more about God. Okay? And then you start teaching him management strategies, leadership training. He's not interested in your leadership. He's not interested. Suppose a person, a devotee is there and he's searching God. He's running from pillar to post, searching God here and there. And he comes to you and you start telling him memory improvement techniques by Rajyoga meditation. You're gone amiss. You missed the bus. This is not the, you have to know why that person has come to you. There is a turmoil going on in his life, in his family life. That person comes to you and you start teaching him how to attain success in exams or in different things. So that is not the way. See, this is, you have to understand what that person has come for. And for that you require a clean intellect. Very clean intellect. Just by talking with him for too few minutes, you must be able to grasp for what reason this person has come to Brahma Kumari center. He could have gone to so many other spiritual centers in the world, but still he has come to this center. So definitely, what is the reason? What, for what purpose? What is that desire that propelled him, or what is that goal he has in his mind of coming here? So you need to know that. So for that reason you require plain intellect. What else? To check oneself. Yeah, this is also there. For checking oneself you require a clean intellect. Then if you commit some mistake, if you commit some blunder, that time you require a plain intellect to judge yourself, to self-analyze, to self-account, to self, for self-contemplation, for retrospection, for introspection. Siha avalokan, to look back what I have achieved and what I have lost. In Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, what I got and what I lost. Paya kya, nibhaya kya. Paya kya, gawaya kya. What I attained and what I lost. Check yourself. For this self-checking, self-analysis, you need plain intellect. What else? That already said, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to decide. It is said. Anything, something different. You need a plain intellect definitely for that. What else? For varieties, okay. What else? In relationships, yes. In order to strike a harmony in relationships, you require a plain intellect, because there are always conflicts between two people. You need to understand, for that, to bring back the harmony in relationships, you require plain intellect. Because plain intellect means clear intellect. You need to be transparent. If suppose there are two persons, husband and wife, for example, and they keep on hiding from each other many things, and then there is a doubt and suspicion between two. And whenever there are doubt comes and suspicion comes, that relationship is destroyed. You can't heal the disease of doubt so easily. It's a disease. A very relentless disease. Not incurable, it can be cured, but definitely it is tantamount to incurability. So, for bringing sweetness in relationship, for harmony in relationship, sanskar milan in relationship, you require clean intellect. But then what else? Rakhiven, where do you require clean intellect? In center. Where do you require clean intellect, plain intellect? Plain buddhi, where do you require? Anything else? Murli what? Understanding. Yeah, that's... And to relate it to others. Okay. First is to understand, and another is to relate it to others, to recount it to others. So when you want to explain Murli to somebody, you need a very clean intellect, because you need to understand it yourself. Unless and until you understand something yourself, you cannot explain it to others. And you explain to others only that much to what extent you understood. Otherwise you cannot explain it to others. So this is the answer. And I think for service, a clean intellect is must. Wherever you are going for a service, sit down in Baba's room with a clean intellect, and Baba will give you touching, what you have to speak, what you have not to speak. Most important is sometimes what not to speak. Because sometimes we raise controversial points, and then we are caught, embroiled in controversies. So, what not to speak and what to speak. This is very important. Yeah, Baba will tell us. Disciples of Jesus Christ came to him. Jesus Christ told them, go and spread my message all around. They came to him. How will we speak? We don't know how to speak. We are never speakers. We are not speakers. We are ordinary people. We are simple people. Teach us, how should we speak? He said to them, go. it shall be given unto you at that hour, what to speak and what not to speak. It will be given unto you at that hour. You go and stand in front of everybody, and what you have to speak and what you need to tell them, it will come from the divine. The providence will provide you. Trust him. It will be given unto you at that hour. You just go, have the courage, have the guts. You go and things will come. But for that you need a clean intellect. A clean intellect to decide, to speak, to take decision, to talk. For everything you require clean intellect. A pure intellect, a plain intellect. That was first question. Second question, question number 22. Baba says, make your stage such that you can catch the thoughts, feelings, desires of others. Sometimes there is rubbish in others' mind. Why I need to take that in my mind? This is a strange question. So, she or he is saying that Baba has said that to make your stage so powerful that you start catching other thoughts, feelings and desires. Okay, this is first part. The second part is sometimes there is rubbish in others' mind. Why I need to take that? But first of all, who told you to take that? One. Second. Yeah? Huh? Filter it. Okay. Filter it. See, definitely Baba has said that when your stage would become very high, one of the signs of karmatit stage is you become thought reader. You start understanding what is there in others' mind. Though Baba has said many times in Sakar Murli, I am not a thought reader. I am not Jani Jananhar. I don't know what is there in your mind. And why should I bother? What full rubbish things are there in your mind? I am not concerned. I have not come here to know what is there in your mind. I have come to relate this knowledge. I have come to relate this knowledge. Dr. Purvi, homework for you is, what are the things for which Baba has not come? What are the things for which Baba has not come? He has not come. He says, I have not come to cure his cough. What I have to do? It is his cough. Have I come to cure his cough? I have come to relate knowledge. Let him cough. This is an instrument, a musical instrument. I have no concern with his cough, his cold, or his health. I am not a health consultant, though he says sometimes. I am a surgeon, but he is spiritual. He is a spiritual surgeon, not the physical surgeon. That he comes and he cures you, he puts a hand here and your fever is gone. He is not interested in such business. So what are those at least 10 different activities or works or actions or deeds for which God doesn't come on this earth? And still we are making him to do that. Though he has always said that I have not come to do this work. My only task is to convert impure into pure. That's it. I have come only for this work. No other work I have. But children keep on telling, giving him all extra works. List of works. A huge list of work. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do that. So what are the things for which Baba has not come? You have to take this question. You have to answer this question on the basis of Sakar Murlis. So many places. I will give you one more. Baba says, I have not come to make this ant alive. A dead ant is there. I have not come to make it alive. This is not my job. There are many such points. So 10 points you take out. Okay. So that is one homework. Next. Okay, but that's out of love. That's out of love, that you want that God should do each and every one of your work. Each one of your work. You know, if you go to the devotees from Dwapar Yug, from Copper Age, there are so many devotees. And they used to work. There is a story of Saint Eknath. And God used to come and he worked as a servant in his home for 1 year. So there are many such stories in the lives of saints. Ha nama chi khir sakhato, sokho banchi gure rakhato. They call him even for taking care of their cattle. So that was the love, but that was the bond of love. That was there, that impeccable, such pure, such stainless, such uncontaminated love. And they had so much power and so much right over God. But that was arising out of that selflessness. They had arisen to that high stature of devotion. From there they were speaking all those things. Why should I do anything? He will do everything for me. That was the highest stage of surrender. From that it arises. So that's fine. Even if she says that is her boundless love for God. So where were we? Yeah. So what is there in others' mind? So Baba has said that once your stage goes high, you become thought reader. You start understanding what is there in others' mind because your own mind has become so clean, so conspicuous that you start understanding what is there in others' mind. But at the same time, you become so sharp or clever that why will you take what rubbish is there in others' mind? That is such a higher stage that it is not possible for you to imbibe anything which is negative, which is wrong, which is unrighteous. Nothing. You don't. You have already, the very condition to become a thought reader is when you become free from all of these things, then only you become that. On that stage, these lower things do not arise. These are all lower platform. On lower platforms you have negativity, you have rubbish. You see rubbish means there is a rubbish in your mind. You see rubbish means there is a rubbish in your mind. In South, there was a saint, Ramanujacharya. There's a story about Ramanujacharya that once he was doing parikrama, perambulation around a temple, okay? And all of a sudden, a Shudra comes there. And he says, hey, get away from me. How dare you come? You are an impure person. How you came here? So that person says, where should I take my impurity? That person says, where should I take my impurity? That's actually, and suddenly he realizes, this is a sanctuary of God. This is a temple of God. It's so pure everywhere. In that impurity also you see impure means there is a hidden impurity in your own heart. That's why you are seeing impurity. Beauty lies in the heart of beholder. In the similar manner, lust lies in the heart of beholder. In the similar manner, purity lies in the heart of beholder. In the similar manner, impurity lies in the eyes of beholder. If there is an impurity in your eyes, then you see impurity. If there is a lust in the eyes, then you see lust. If there is purity in the eyes, you see purity. So it's all the matter of what you carry within you, the same thing you see without. Within and without. What is in the within, you see without. Without means outside. So, he comes to the realization, oh, there is still impurity in my heart only. That's why I could see impurity outside. So, when you reach such a high stage of mind, then you start understanding others, you start catching their feelings, their thoughts, their emotions, everything. This is a very high stage. Baba has said to Didi, and I have reiterated it many times in this class only, a stage will come, just now you say, everything happens as per drama. Now you say this. A stage will come when drama and your thoughts would be parallel. Whatever you think, the same thing will come to pass. Whatever you think, the same thing would translate into reality. That is a very high stage. That is one of the signs of karmatit. Then you start understanding what things are going to happen. You start hearing the voices, clairaudience and clairvoyance. All the powers of telepathy come to you. You are sitting here, but you know what is happening at a far off distant place. That's a sign that you are reaching towards perfection. What is going to happen in the day, through the day, you get to know in the morning only. This is going to happen. This is going to, this such an event is going to happen. If you had, there's a book, Autobiography of a Yogi by Swami Yogananda. He has described so many things in that. All about miracles. He is at some other place. He has gone with his father. He is staying there. And suddenly he feels that his mother is not well. And he tells his father, please rush back. Mother is not well. His father says, oh, I just talked with her some time back. She is all right. Don't worry about her. He says, no, she is not well. In the dead of the night, that young boy, Mukunda, gets up. And he says, his father, my father, mother is not well. Let's go back. They are in Madhya Pradesh. Mother is in Kolkata. Let's go back to Kolkata. He says, no, she is all right. And early morning, they receive a telegram that mother is unwell. Come fast. And they reach home. But before his father and he reach home, mother lifts the mortal coil. She is no more. So how he got that touching? He has recounted this experience in the book Autobiography of a Yogi. In the chapter Amulet. There was an amulet, Tabij, given to him. So, such things can happen. These are not those things which are not known. You start understanding what is going to happen. English, we call it ESP. Extra sensory perception. English, they call it sixth sense. Science calls it, parapsychology calls it telepathy. Clairaudience, you start hearing voices which are not here. Clairvoyance, you start knowing things. You start seeing things what are happening at a distant place. Just as in Mahabharata, there is an example of Sanjay. He sees what is happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, whilst at one place. He sees what Duryodhana is speaking. He hears their voices. He sees as clearly as he is himself there. So these are some of the spiritual powers. In spirituality, they are known as siddhis. So you start attaining siddhis. Hearing what is happening, listening, hearing, listening, seeing, feeling, or even giving messages to that people, to those people who are there. You can call them and they will receive a message, yes, I need to go there. You can see our scriptures are fraught with such examples. You send a message to somebody and that person will get a touching that I have to come back. I have to go to this center. So this is the highest form of service that can happen, that is going to happen in future. But for that, again, you should have a plain intellect, a clear intellect. You need to declutter your mind of all the worthless, all the rubbish, all the contamination, all the garbage. And then the mind becomes clean, pure. Okay? So, sometimes there is a rubbish in others' mind. So, you know there is a rubbish, so you will let go of it. He will read both the types, he will understand, but he will not imbibe, he will not pay attention. He will turn a deaf ear and he will turn a blind eye to all those things. So I think that answers the question. Om Shanti.